Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Selegie Road in Singapore. Don't let appearances fool you. Despite this neighbourhood looking a bit run down, it hosts a plethora of great food haunts. Monocle's Zayana Zulkifli is our guide to this often overlooked part of town.
Though just around the corner from Singapore's main shopping thoroughfare Orchard Road, Selegie Road feels worlds away. It's an often overlooked, slightly run-down part of town, cluttered with mismatched sundry shops and boutiques selling flashy Indian traditional wear. It is close to Little India. But regulars and residents know it shelters a treasure trove of foodie haunts, among them an excellent chicken rice stall and a bean curd stall many would travel here for especially, and one of Singapore's oldest restaurants. Even prior to the birth of Singapore, the area has long been known for great eats, whether that's street food or the pungent, colourful ingredients found at the heart of the neighbourhood, the century-old wet market at Tekka Centre. Tekka is but a reproduction of its original structure, but the neighbourhood retains a treasured architectural remnant, the 72-year-old Rex Cinema, an Art Deco-style building that's one of Singapore's last standalone movie theatres showing Tamil, Hindi and Bollywood titles popular with the nation's Indian migrant enclave. The curry puff, a crispy, savoury snack like Portuguese empanadas, was the favourite movie theatre tidbit here, and there was once one so scrumptious sold nearby, it was famously known as Rex Curry Puffs. Two restaurants across from Rex each claim to have made this renowned snack. You won't miss Old Chang Kee with its giant curry puff sculpture. Once a humble street-side stall in the same spot in the 1950s, the brand has grown into a massive international snack chain known for its 1 euro hearty curry puffs packed with chicken chunks and egg. The chain's flagship is now a sit-down coffee shop, like the ubiquitous neighbourhood pit stops found around Singapore, and it's a great introduction to local dishes such as curry chicken and Hainanese beef stew. Less dainty travellers who want to get in with the locals, however, might want to cross the street to Solera Restaurant, known for its duck rice, fried banana fritters, and of course, curry puffs. We'll step away from taking sides as to who deserves the coveted heritage, though, as arguments are wont to start over food here in Singapore. Besides, a less contentious yet equally mouth-watering meal is to be had just around the corner at Ananda Bhavan, Singapore's oldest Indian vegetarian restaurant. The 94-year-old third-generation business named for India's first Prime Minister serves North Indian, South Indian and Indian Chinese cuisine. Most irresistible is its soft and moist idiyappam, or string poppers, still made in the traditional way steamed with upturned rattan baskets. They taste best with a good cup of masala tea. While a good trip down memory lane has been lovely, Selegie Road also offers an exciting glimpse into the future of Singaporean food, or modsin. It's the term for modern Singaporean cuisine coined by Chef Willin Low, who runs Wild Rocket at Mount Emily, just a 10-minute hilltop climb away. Low unpacks traditional dishes and experiments to dream up creations such as pasta and laksa broth or Thai red curry duck confit. Though Low reminds us Singaporeans, who are protective over our traditional curry puffs and idiyappams, that great things can come out of pushing boundaries and evolving the national cuisine, there's something to be had in holding tight to the good old classics. Take the Kacang Puteh man, a roaming snack vendor who peddles homemade savoury spice nuts served in a paper cone for about a dollar from his pushcart, a dying national icon and trade. Amitharlangara Murthy at the end of Selegie Road is one of Singapore's last. Before the days of potato chips, chocolates and popcorn, Murthy's own father used to station himself in front of movie theatres such as Rex Cinema. And a young nation such as Singapore, where most of everything is glossy and new, there's not too many long-standing icons of heritage. So if you're keen to experience a slice of Singapore's history, Skip the busy main thoroughfares for a local favorite food street. I promise it'll be well worth it. For Monocle in Singapore, I'm Zayana Zulkifli.
Thank you, Zayana. This has been episode number 89 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and goodbye.